From the internet. From the internet. To your ears. This is RFD.
RIAA, bite me.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. It is... it's the 4th. Yeah, it's the... It's the 4th of April, the year of our Lord, 2026, and I am your host, Stephen Roy, hence the name, Stephen Roy Podcast. Got a lot to tell you about today, and some good music, too. We'll get to all that here on the Stephen Roy Podcast, but first, let's do the rumble. Let me get a drink of my, today I've got cherry limeade. Good stuff. It looks like mixer's messing up again. Let me fix it. Testing 1, 2. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Press stop on that. I can hear it in my headphones. You probably can't. All right. Let's do the rumble. Take the headphones off. Here we go. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble for April 4th, the year of our Lord, 2026. It's great to be with you here again. We had an eventful Friday and Saturday. Eventful, full of events. Isn't that what eventful means? I guess so. Yesterday and I had date night, and it was wonderful. Went and grabbed a quick bite to eat at our local taco shop. Then we went to the Texas Tech softball game. First time I had been there to Tracy Sellers Field. Had to think about it for a second. It was great. Had a wonderful time, great atmosphere. Texas Tech had a 9-inning second inning. In the second half of the second inning, they scored 9 runs. I think they only had to score like 1 more, and then it was over after 4.5. Because in 5 innings in softball, if you're 8 runs ahead, then it's a run rule. So unfortunately for BYU, they beat them in 3 run rules. And I was just turned down for a job in Salt Lake City. Maybe that's why BYU lost so bad. I don't know. Kidding, of course. Of course. I really didn't want to live in the snow anyway, although I did apply for a job in Denver, and that would be just fine. Hey, I lived in snow country for 20 years. I am not as scared of the snow. I know how to drive in it. I know how to live in it. Last place I lived where it really snowed was Nevada City. And as I mentioned on last week's show, there was a time where I had over 6 feet of snow around my house, and I had a tunnel. I had a tunnel that was like as wide as a shovel that went from my back door to my wood pile, across the back deck, down a circular staircase, and then over to my wood pile. On my wood pile, I'd have anywhere from 3 to 6 cords of wood, and that's how I heated my house. We had a wood stove in the living room, heated almost everything in the house except for the master bedroom, which was added on to the house, and the basement, which nobody lived in unless we had guests. So in the master bedroom, I had one of those, instead of running the furnace, I had one of those oil-filled electric radiators, and I just turned it down to low. That would take the chill off the room, because I don't know about you, but when I sleep at night, I do not like to sleep in a hot room. In the summer, I leave the air at about 72 at night. About 72 all the time, unless I'm not home. When I'm not home, D&I, our thermostat, goes up to, I think it's 75. Now, I used to turn it up to 85 when we weren't home, but the reason I don't do that anymore is because it can't keep up. So if it's over 100 degrees out, The air conditioning system cannot keep up. It can't lower the temperature fast enough, right? Now, when we go on vacation this summer, I will turn the air... Well, no, I take that back. I was going to say I will turn the air up to 85. We used to kennel our dogs. If you look at my ex, at Stephen Roy Radio, you can see pictures of... I almost said Gemma. Gemma was my corgi poo, and I miss her. Lexington Concord is our pug's cross between a pug and a Shih Tzu. A pug shoe? A pug and a Shih Tzu. She's a sweet dog. You can see pictures of her on my ex. Just click photos at Stephen Roy Radio. And then we also have a Chihuahua, and her name is Lady May, and she is the sweetest dog. Now, I mentioned on last week's show, it took her a year to accept me when Dee and I met in 2022. Literally, took her a year to accept me, but she loves me now. And she minds better than the pug, and she's a good dog. The best watchdog you could ever have is a Chihuahua. Seriously. So we went to the Texas Tech game, and because Dee was a good girl, we went and got some yogurt afterwards, which we haven't done in forever. And I went light on the toppings. I only had a little bit of M&M's peanuts and you know, the little chopped peanuts. That's all. And Hershey shell. You ever had that Hershey shell on your frozen yogurt or ice cream? Yeah, you squirt it on there and it goes, and it just solidifies on the ice cream. That is the best stuff. The best. Now, I'm not a huge chocolate eater. If I eat chocolate, I want it to be cold. Let me give you an example. If I'm going to have a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup or a Snickers, it needs to be cold. Now, I haven't had that nummy yogurt since before I went on the diet, which is like right after the first of the year. We actually lost weight on our New Year's vacation, something that never happens when I go on vacation, right? It was because Dee and I made it a point to walk everywhere we went. So we spent our New Year's in Colorado. In Manitou Springs, which is right next to Colorado Springs. I had never been there. I'd never spent any time in Colorado, but we had the best time. We walked from our hotel in Manitou Springs to the Cog Railroad, which goes up Pikes Peak, which was awesome. Certainly enjoyed that. I love railroads, and I had never been up on Pikes Peak, and so that was a good time. We did that, and then what else did we? Oh, we also went to. Now I can't remember the name of them, but what is it called? It's called God's Archways. I'll look it up, but I'm gonna look it up right now because it's gonna bother me if I don't remember it. But that's in Colorado Springs, also a great place to go. Garden of the Gods. Yes, didn't even have to look it up. Garden of the Gods. Dee and I went there one day and walked around and had a great time. It's funny because we go to the parking lot that's closest to them, no spots, right? So we drove around to the other side and we parked, and then we walked up this other formation that kind of looked out of the main rocks in the Garden of the Gods. And then we drove around again to the main parking lot, drove all the way to the front of the parking lot, then there was a Jeep pulling out. Beep, right there is where we parked, probably the best parking spot you could possibly have unless you had a handicap placard. And right at the front of the lot, and then we walked around. Good time. Wonderful time there. So we had a great time. Almost everything was great, except for the New Year's football game, which I don't want to talk about. But other than that, we had a wonderful time on our New Year's vacation. We spent New Year's Eve. We had a special meal at the hotel, and they had I just realized I scratched myself. Right there. I've done it 1,000 times on this little rack that's under my studio desk. There's a little rack about this tall, about that tall, and there's electronics in it for the show, right? And there's a compressor, limiter, expander, which limits it makes your audio sound better on my podcast, and it has that. It actually has a modulator that I used to use for a radio transmitter. So when I lived where I told you in Nevada City, I lived on top of a mountain, like the furthest most east subdivision in Nevada City. Beyond that subdivision was nothing but mountains. So I told you I lived in the mountains, had 6 feet of snow around the house, And Bear used to come in our yard all the time. And I used to walk down this mountain, right? It was quite the hike. Not so much to go down, obviously, but a long hike to get back up. And I used to do that every day. Monday through Friday, that was my morning hike. And I used to take a big D-cell flashlight, you know, that had like, I think it had 4 cells in it. I think the police were the only ones that ever had 5-cell D-cell flashlights. So I take my flashlight, and there's been on more than one occasion, a bear came up on me, and I could hear something click, 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 click down that asphalt road, and I knew it was a bear. That's their nails going down the road, right? So I turned my D-cell on them, and they're like, oh, you know, they don't want to encounter us. They don't want to deal with us, and then they'd run down the road. So I enjoyed living there. Did not enjoy having to drive out because the road, the main road out of that subdivision had a 33% incline. They called it Cardiac Hill. Now, it wasn't that hard. If there was always a little bit of snow on the road, it wasn't that hard to get out. I had a 4-wheel drive truck. But I would not want to go down it when it's icy, because if you slide, your choice is go off the road into the woods or go into the side of the mountain, because that road at 33% incline was carved out of the mountain. That's why they called it Cardiac Hill. So if the snow was bad, if the ice was bad on that mountain, you had to go on Pasquale Road, which winded way down. I mean, it was barely enough room for two cars. Not enough room for two cars in a lot of it. They had turnouts. So you had to take that road all the way down to town, added about 20 minutes to your drive back to town. And that's how you went. So one night, going out to dinner, and that road was blocked. PG&E was working on telephone poles. They didn't have any cones out, none, which is like the law in California. And so I had to drive all the way back, Cardiac, all the way back, Pasquale Road. And then Cardiac Hill looked clear enough to climb, so I climbed that to get out. That's how I got out, because I had a 4-wheel drive. I don't remember if I was in the Jeep or which vehicle I was in. I had an old Grand Cherokee, and it did really, really good in the snow because it was all-wheel drive. So that's what it's like to live in snow country. If I lived in, say, Denver, I would live in town close to where I work. Right? So then you don't have to go up and down mountains like that to get to work. Now I told you in last week's Rumble that Dee and I would rather live in the country, and I would. I'd rather live in the country, off the grid. But if I had to be at work because I'm in broadcasting, then obviously you can't live 20, 30, 50 miles out of town and risk getting stuck when you're supposed to be on the air. So we would have to live somewhere closer in town to be able to get to the station on time every day. That would be the priority, right? I was just telling one of my colleagues this week, you know, when I worked in radio, I was always careful not to scream, not to stress my voice, because it's obviously very important. Now, and I don't care what anybody says, you know, this may not be politically correct, but when you're in television, appearance is very important. For example, if I was on a TV station today, we would have to put some makeup on this chrome dome. My whole head would have to be covered with makeup, because you see the lights here. I've got 3 lights in this studio. I've got, and they're LED. I've got a big light up there, big light up there. Those lights up there and up there, they probably have, I don't know, 50 LEDs in them, right? And then I have a ring light right here. Well, I used to have the ring light behind this iPad. I just have an HD iPad that I record this Rumble on. And when I put this neon light in that you see, that I had for years, I just hadn't installed it, Stephen Roy Radio. When I installed this, there was like a really bad reflection up here. And so I could not have the ring light behind the camera. I had to raise it up. It's on a tripod, so I raised it up there. Well, You can see this. I don't know if it's... It looks blue. It looks blue on my head here. Now, if I had makeup on my head, you probably wouldn't see that at all. But this is very high tech, as you know. I set up the camera on a tripod and press record. That's how high... And then I upload the video file to the Rumble. That's how awesomely technical this is. Now, if you're a TV or radio station watching this today and you've made through 13 and a half minutes, you don't have to worry about me being technical because I am a technical nerd, a technology geek. I love everything technology related and I'm very computer literate. So you don't have to, like for example, I've only done linear editing. What's linear editing? Tape-based. I've not done non-linear editing, but it's computer-based. This behind you, you can see that's Adobe Audition, right? I know how to do multi-track audio mixing with Adobe Audition. So I can learn Avid or Adobe Acrobat or whatever non-linear system you have. Do not be a scared. So that was it. That was last night's fun. Got you through a quick dinner. We actually got some pogey bait at... D's like, what is pogey bait? Well, I was in the Marine Corps, right? Behind me, you can see the Marine Corps logo as I hit this screen. Marine Corps logo right there. Yes, I am a former Marine. You're never an ex-Marine. I'm a former Marine. Pogey bait was something you were not supposed to have, right? Something you snuck into the squad bay. And so that's why they called it pogey bait. So you're not supposed to have that. So we did have some pogey bait yesterday at the Texas Tech softball facility. I had Cracker Jacks and what did D have? D had a small popcorn and some M&M peanuts. She gave me four. Truth be known, she gave me four. But you know, as I mentioned, when you're in TV, you have to think about your appearance, right? Now, since I went on the diet in July, I'm not starving myself, but I'm doing what I call intermittent fasting. Today, Dee and I ate very little. Today, we had a smoothie for breakfast with some frozen fruit and yogurt and protein powder and milk and a little bit of chia seeds. It was really good, really good. And then we did have, around noonish, we did have a small breakfast sandwich because we were both hungry. And we ate light, very light today, after yesterday. Because we knew we were going out for a late lunch, early dinner after church. The church that Dee and I go to is so big. How big is it? Well, it's so big. At Christmas, they had 10,000 worshipers there. 10,000 people came. So, for Christmas, they always have like two services before Christmas and then like three on Christmas. I don't know, I'm not sure if they're on Christmas or Christmas Eve, but they have two the day before and three the day of. And they did the same thing on Easter. So today, the day before Easter, they had two services, 3 and 5:30, I think. So we went to the 3 o'clock. And my stepdaughter and son-in-law came from the next town west. As I explained it to one of my new ex-friends, everything is big in Texas. So in West Texas, most towns are like 50 miles apart. So they live in the next town west, which is 50 miles west of where we live in West Texas. So they came to our church, which is huge, had a great service. And then Dee and I and Little Dee and her husband, we went to, it was a Brazilian steakhouse. Now this is one of those places where they will just keep bringing you meat until you tell them to stop. And it was so good. They also have roasted pineapple. So we're eating pork, chicken, beef, lamb, right? I had a little lamb chop. It was good, but didn't have any other lamb. And I didn't have any chicken until I had, what do they call it? They called it a seasoned chicken leg. It was so dry, I didn't hardly eat any. And that's why I didn't have any, because I've eaten there before and I mean, they had chicken breasts on a skewer. That might have been good. I didn't even try. But everything else was great. They had, like, they called it spicy top sirloin. I don't like food too spicy. It was good. It wasn't too spicy. Just seasoned very well. and they had prime rib. My gosh, I had a filet mignon. I mean, it was a little filet about that big. Oh my gosh, it was so tender. It was delicious with some horseradish sauce. You know horseradish, you know what I'm talking about? Horseradish, it's like creamy horseradish sauce. And then, so we had some roasted pineapple. We had, it's like fried cheese with honey on it. Just fried cheese dipped in honey. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Little block of cheese, roasted honey. I had a roasted plantain that was very sweet. Not quite as sweet as I remember, but I just had a little piece. It was good. And then for dessert, we had a creme brulee. D and I, little D and her husband, we had two creme brulees we split between four of us. I mean, I think that's like the second best I've ever had. It was so good. Very good. Caramelized, you know, it was caramelized on top. They hit the top with a torch. And it was like caramelized sugar on top. Delicious. So that's what we did today. Tomorrow we go to Little D and my son-in-law's church in the next town, 50 miles west. And then afterwards we'll go over to their house for an Easter lunch, dinner. Lunch or dinner? Late lunch, early dinner? Can I call it a dinner? It'll be a lunch. And that'll be wonderful. So that's what I've been up to the last couple days. Let's check out what's on X at Stephen Roy Radio. I know there's a couple things I wanted to talk about. Now, I'm not ashamed of my faith, right? I'm never going to apologize for my faith. I am a Christian. And believe me, before I met Dee, it had been 17 years since I had been into a church. I mean, I didn't catch on fire when I went to church with Dee and her family. In 2022, and so I'm an unashamed Christian. You know, I'm not going to force it on you or anybody. I do talk about it sometimes on this show, and so it kind of pains me when I hear things like the two things I'm going to talk about right now. King Chuckles in the UK did not even mention Jesus in his Good Friday remarks. Now, mind you, he is supposed to be in charge of the Christian church. He's supposed to be the head of the Anglican church in the UK, which is a Christian church. And he didn't even mention Jesus. Am I surprised? No, I am not. Because he's a leftist hack, right? An almost powerless hack. That's what King Chuckles is. And he's a leftist, right? And typical of the left, they hate the church. They hate Jesus. Oh, they're importing muzzies from the Middle East, from Northern Africa, you know, by the millions. I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands that are absolutely destroying the UK and Europistan. So bye-bye, UKistan. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, UKistan. Bye-bye, Europistan. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Now, I have no problem with anyone of any religion. I'm not going to judge you. I don't care if you face East to Mecca five times a day or if you worship my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm not going to judge you either way. Who am I to judge? It says in the Bible, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. How can I judge you? I'm not going to. Yeah, let he without sin cast the first stone. I am not without sin. I'm the first to admit I'm a sinner. When I'm cussing at the light because you won't turn on a flashing left yellow that happened this week. I didn't guess, but I wasn't happy about it. If you don't know how to drive, it's like, wow, really? How long have you been driving here? When you drive 20 in a 50, what are you doing? I think I might have told you on a previous show I had to laugh at myself because I turned off of Slide Road onto 98th Street. And this black Suburban crosses the road in front of me before I, you know, make a right turn. And they're going 20 miles an hour and in probably a 45, right? So I pass them on the left. They stay in the right lane, which is where you should be. That is the slow lane. I pass them on the left. And they're like way behind me, right? So I pull up at the next light. Guess who pulls up next to me? The black Suburban. So it didn't do any good for me to drive faster than the speed limit when he pulled right up next to me. So I had to laugh at myself for that. Anyway, Oh, and the other brain scientist I wanted to talk about is Zohan the Communist in New Yorkistan. Now, I don't know if it was D or someone. Who is Zohan the Communist? That's that Mondani guy in New York. Do you know in his Good Friday message, you know what he said? This is a day of sacrifice. Nothing about Jesus. It's like, really? Oh, is it because you're Muslim? Oh, you had some amazing celebrations where y'all sat on a rug and ate with your hands. So you were celebrating like Ramadan or something like that? That's okay, right? But you hate Jews and Christians. Let's just get this straight. You just should come out and say it. Now, why did people vote for him? And I have to laugh when the midget Bobby De Niro, I'm sorry, that's a pejorative term, isn't it? The little person, Robert De Niro, I call him that because, you know, he has heels this big. Little person Bobby, and who was the other one? Ben Stiller was complaining about high taxes and high cost for people with money in New Yorkistan, right? Well, you have a choice, Ben. You can leave. You can move to Florida. You can move to Tennessee. You can move to Nevada. You can move to Texas. No income tax in those states, okay? That's why people are moving to Texas or Florida or Tennessee or Nevada or wherever. No state income tax. That's why they moved now. Now, other states are reasonable, right? I mentioned in Denver, if I go to work in Denver, if I go to work in Colorado, they have a 4% state income tax. That's not that bad. It's not progressive libtardation like the left coast or New Yorkistan, where they just hammer you if you have any money. I don't know why the millionaires are moving out. That's Governor Eyebrows, right, in Albany? I don't know why people are moving out! That's my impression, Governor Eyebrows. Cherry limey. Delish. Probably shouldn't say that since I talk about my wife, Dee. Delicious. She's delicious, man. So stupid. Anyway, so that's not bad, right? Living in Colorado. Now, I did have to laugh at one thing. And I do my research before I apply for a job. In Denver, you're going to laugh at this. In Denver, they have the, what is it called? They have the, It's the occupational, I'm going to get it right, occupational privilege tax. Yes. Yeah, your occupational privilege tax. That's what you play in Denver. Now, it's not a lot, but it's laughable, right? So the tax is $9.97 a month. $9.97 a month, right? $5.99, $5.97, whatever it is paid for you, by you, the employer, every month. No big deal, less than $6 a month. And then $4 has to be paid by your employer every month. Now, that's not a big deal unless you have 100 employees, right? 100 employees times $4, that's $400 a month that you have to pay to the city of Denver. If your people work there, it doesn't matter where you live, it's where you work. Now, I found that funny, right? Occupational privilege tax sounds like something somebody dreamed up. Oh, I don't even remember what state government was. I want to say Pennsylvania. I don't remember exactly. But did you see that video recently of I'm holding up my black privilege card so I have to be recognized by this state legislature? It's like, what are you talking about? I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about. It's just silly. All right. Let's go to the X. So let's click on my profile. I have, 9,700 and something. 9,700 and something. 9,726 followers. So thank me. If you follow me there on X, follow me at Stephen Roy Radio. I do appreciate it. So click on profile, replies, because I know there's other things that I need to talk about. We talked about Easter and how important that is for Christians throughout the world. Did you hear about the fraud czar? Now, I laugh about this because we had a border czar from the poopy pants bribe and, you know, slide house. The border czar was cackling, Cammy, pass me another drink. Cackling Cammy did nothing to make the border better. Nothing. President Trump takes office and the border is closed in 3 days. 3 days, they closed all the gates. And fentanyl slowed down coming here. Before that, we had over 100,000 Americans dying every year from fentanyl overdose. Now, it's still happening. It's still happening, but not at the scale that it was before. Imagine that. Well, it's the Republicans' fault because they haven't let us pass a bill to fund the border. Gates are closed in 3 days. Yeah, that took a lot of funding, didn't it? Laughable. So J.D. Vance is now the fraud czar, and 50 individuals in California have already been arrested for fraud. Now, their fraud is like $1 million each. You know, it seems like a little amount, right? Like I would, like, I mean, I'd like to win the lottery and have $50 million in my bank account. But we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars have been defrauded. You and I have paid hundreds of billions of dollars in California, hundreds of billions of dollars in Minnesota, Stan, to fake charities that don't even exist. And Nick Shirley, God bless him, he's been out there to California, been out there to Minnesota, Stan. And what is this Leering daycare? There's no kids there. How is this Leering daycare getting millions of dollars from the government and there's nobody there? It's an empty office. He went to California, and in one building, there was like 20 hospices in offices that have nobody in them. And they're getting millions of dollars. Is it just a place for people to mail checks to? Is that what it is? All right. See, a great rumble because there wasn't a lot of politics, right? Hey, I'm going to let you go for this week, but thank you so much for watching. You have a great day. You have a great evening and a great week. Yes. Now you have to. That's it for the rumble. Let me play some great music for you. I've got queued up Josh Abbott Band Victory Bells because we have to play Victory Bells for that awesome Texas Tech softball team. D showed me a funny meme before we went to church. It said, it essentially said they sacrificed the men's baseball team for the ladies' softball team. So I thought that was funny. It's a joke. It's a joke. Don't take it seriously. But we have to play Victory Bells. Three run rules this weekend for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. That's why you lost, BYU, because that TV station didn't want me. I'm kidding, of course. And you know what else? XP sucks.
There's a spirit in the air, a sense of hope through every door. New routines pave the way for roads to be explored. Victory bells ring out. is done here. We are the Scarlet and the Black. Step forward, never back. So fight, Raiders, fight. And as we walk across the stage, strive for honor evermore. We bow to our friends. Long live the Matador.
XB sucks!
For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes you're out at the old ball game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back, let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame for. It's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
No,
that's not right. Right.
There's
right.
Something
Let's
wrong.
Do
right.
Faster,
right.
We do faster. Right.
Okay, here we go.
Let's cut it.
Here we go.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame for. It's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
That's the same.
Well, that's, right. We got that.
Okay, here you go. Hang on, here we go.
Bases are never wrong.
Here. It's 1, 2, 3. We're starting. I don't understand.
Here we go.
What's up?
Four balls you walk at the old ball game. What a game.
Real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
XB sucks.
Party people! Yeah! Tag team music in full effect. That's me, DC, the brain supreme. And my man, Steve Rowland. We're kicking the flow.
We're kicking the flow.
And it goes a little something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it, check it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. Somebody over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake your hair, yeah. These three words, we be getting busy.
Tag team, back again. Tag team, back again.
is Hitman.
Every step.
bloodshot eyes. Might break our backs, but not our pride. Roughneck red till the day we die. With the 18-wheelers, honey lords, up at dawn. Saving lives from the teachers and the preachers trying to raise them right. From the third shift hustle to the 9 to 5. To the single mom trying to feed her kids. To the bartender tending on making tips. We're all one people at the end of the day. No matter where we're from, we're American made.
favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children.
Love with this guy. tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking.
Where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. Her mama's mama was born right here, and her roots run deeper than that old town's where. She's a good girl, but she's not uptight. She can rise and shine, and she can hang all night. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty little homegrown hometown girl. Salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty